This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Economic forecasts for the coming year are generally upbeat. They paint a picture of fairly low unemployment, gradually slowing inflation, and continued economic growth. But there are always risks. Some are global, and some come from Washington, D.C. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes it from there.
Nobody says things will be perfect this year, including Andrew Patterson, senior international economist at Vanguard.
Rather than cautiously optimistic, I'd say we're optimistically cautious.
Patterson sees inflation working its way down toward the Federal Reserve's 2% target, the Fed cutting interest rates, unemployment rising a bit, and the economy still growing slowly. He's not expecting the Fed to get the soft landing that it wants, that ideal scenario where the economy slows just enough to tame inflation without causing a recession. He's predicting more of a delayed landing with a slight recession.
If we were to have a delayed landing, maybe you end up with zero growth, slightly negative, but certainly nothing, at least as far as we see it now, nothing akin to 2008 or 2020.
Over at Wells Fargo, senior economist Sarah House expects any contraction in GDP will be one of the mildest since World War II. The wild card, you and me, us consumers, who House says power about 70% of U.S. economic growth.
Can consumers continue to spend, or do we see a pullback as the job market softens a bit and perhaps consumers grow more cautious?
There are other threats to House's forecast. Consumers could be spooked by a government shutdown or multiple shutdowns. Then there are the various global hotspots and ongoing wars. Bernard Baumol is chief global economist at the Economic Outlook Group.
We can never overestimate the threat that exists on the geopolitical front.
Baumol expects the war in Ukraine to drag on well into 2024, and he says if the Israel-Hamas war widens, more ships will avoid the Red Sea, adding to delays and shipping costs.
Then clearly it could have an impact on supply chain disruptions, which could cause prices to remain higher than expected, which would delay any easing on the part of the Federal Reserve.
All that uncertainty, combined with elections this year in more than 40 countries, including the U.S., are tempering Baumol's optimism. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.